Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Samach. Today's daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Lezichor Nishmas Shalom Ben Tzvi, and Tzvi Ben Yehuda, whose yahrzeits are this week. Shalom Ben Tzvi's yahrzeit is tomorrow, and Tzvi Ben Yehuda's yahrzeit is late this week, as well as Chana Bas Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is also this week. The Neshamos should each have an aliyah. Thank you to the Daskals for the sponsorship. We are on three lines from the bottom on Nun Tes Amud Beis. We're talking again about certain types of brachos. We're talking about the bracha of Shehechiyanu. So, Brisa says, Mishnah had said, Bana bayis chadash, kana kelim chadashim, you buy a new house, buy a new kelim, you make the bracha of Shehechiyanu. Okay, so, Rav Huna says, Lo shanu, they didn't say that you make this din, you make this bracha when you buy a new kelim, Ela she'ein lo kayotz behen. When these are just brand new, you have nothing similar to them in your house. But let's say you have something like this in your house. I don't know. But a car. Let's assume a car. You make a bracha. So you have one car. You buy the exact same car as your second car, right? You don't have to make the bracha because there's no special hana that you have with your purchase. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even if you have the things like that, even if you have like that, Rashi says here. May Yerusha. Let's say I own it, but not necessarily that I bought it. I have it in Yerusha. Since you're buying it's new, there's a new hana in the purchase, so you would have to make the bracha. Michlal, so you make the diyuk from the Mishnah, from the Brisa here. The chikana, the chazar v'kana, that if you bought kelim like this, and then you went and bought new kelim like that, in other words, you had them, you bought one, you bought another one, the divrei kol in tzarech l'varach. You would not have to make a bracha, because even Rav Yochanan, who says you have to make the bracha, that's not when you bought it and then bought another one. It's when you had it in Yerusha, and then you bought one similar like that. The reason why you're there is because the kinyan is something new. The acquisition is new. But if you bought kelim in point A and bought the same kelim in point B, you would not make a bracha, because you already have them. There's no special simcha over here, right? Rashi says, Rav Yochanan, lo amr tzarech l'varach, el mishum d'inyan kinyan chadashu. That by purchasing it, it is new. But if it's not a new purchase, because you already purchased one like this, you wouldn't make the bracha. That's the lishna kama. Second lashon, the ikad amri, amravun. Rav Huna says lo shanu, you don't make the bracha. El shalo kana, if you didn't buy it, v'chazav kana, and then you went ahead and bought it again. Aval kana v'chazav kana in sarech levarich. But if you bought one of them and then you bought another one, you wouldn't make a bracha. Rav Yochanan amar filu kana, even if you bought kelim like these, v'chazav kana, and then you went ahead and you bought new kelim similar to them. You bought a second kli. It's still sarech levarich meklal. So you see from here, the chiyesh lo v'kana, that if you own them as a Yerusha, and then you bought new ones, divrei kol tzarech l'varach. In this case, everyone would agree that you have to make the bracha. The only place Rav Huna says you don't make the bracha is if you bought and then rebought another one. That's the difference between the first and the second. So Meisvei, we're going to do this Meisvei, then there's an important Tosos back on the New Testament base, we'll take a look at. So Meisvei, we're going to ask Akasha on the second Lashon. You built a new house, or bought. I said about cars. What about leasing a car? What about svarim? Buying svarim? There's a Magen Avraham who says, buying a new svarim, and mitzvahs lav lahenas new. So you can't go make a shechem. Because the whole idea here, we've seen Tosos, is that you have to have some sort of special hana from what you bought. I'm talking, you buy a new shirt, you may not.
100 years ago, buy a new
shirt, you made a shechem. Yeah, but nowadays, buy a new suit. I mean, it depends on what type of suit. Buying a suit, that's more of a simcha, more of a na.
Does it work on scale or works on,
Well, a dollar is subjective. You know, right. Someone who can't afford anything, he buys himself a suit from Caraco, maybe it's more, he has a simcha. If you usually buy it from Josh, then you buy it from Caraco. I don't know if that's that much of a simcha.
Yeah, from scale.
Right, so it's probably subjective. Tosa says there is a subjective feeling to it. You have to have a certain simcha when you buy it. If it doesn't do anything for you, then there's no shechiyon. Let's do the Tosos. Tosos says, "V'hilchasa k'Rav Yochanan aliba d'lishna basra." The halacha goes like Rav Yochanan, even according to the second lashon, which means if I bought one, then if I buy another one, I still make the bracha of Shechianu, right? So afilu kana v'hadar kana shahayilu kelim chadashim kayotzev elu serach levarich dekaimelak Rav Yochanan gabei Rav. Okay, and v'omeri dafka b'bagadim chashuvim dumi d'bayis chadash. Only with clothing that's chashuv like a bayis. So naka kelim chadashim avashe ena chashuvim kolka kemo. Minolium and palios, the cholik v'chayotzev hen ain't serach levarich. I don't know what shoes. Sometimes people say shoes are the most important thing, but maybe sandals are talking about. But if something
that's
true. Amr Chia Barava, if there's snakeskin shoes, you know, maybe you could make a Shechiyano on that. Amr Chia Risham, Amr Chia Barava, those of the Ella Fields. Okay, so that's basically what it is. That's the Tosos. But now the Gemara asks, Meisvei, we're going to ask a Kasha. We're going to ask a Kasha on the second Lashon. Meisvei, Bana Bais Chadosh Ve'en Lo Kayotze Bo, you build a new house and you don't have one, or Konachin Chadosh Ve'en Kayotze Behen, Tzarech Levarach. That's where you have to make the bracha. If they're brand new, you don't have anything like them. Aval Yesh Lo, but already has this house or this type of Kalim, Kayotze Behen. Ain't Tzarech Levarach, they're Remeir, that's Remeir, only if they're brand new to you, they've never had them before. Rabbi Yudomer Ben Kach Ben Kach Tzarech Levarach, you have to make the bracha. So Bishma Lishlakama, according to Lishlakama, makes sense. It completely lines up. That Ravuna Rav Meir, Ravuna holds like Rav Meir, that if you have these kalim, you do not make a bracha if you get one similar to that. Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan holds like the Lishna Basra, that even if you have kalim like these, you make the bracha. But right, if you have these kalim, you make the bracha. But if you had them from before, like in a Yerusha. But El Lishna Basra, Bishlam Ravuna Rav Yehuda. So then Rav Yehuna holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you had kalim like these that came to you by Yerusha, you make a bracha. But if you yourself bought them, right, and then you buy new ones, you don't make a bracha. However, El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan in the second Lashon, he says that I bought, time A, I bought these kalim. Then time B, I bought another set of these kalim. I still have to make the bracha. He doesn't line up with anybody, right? El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kaman, Lok Rabbi Meir, Lok Rabbi Yehuda. Because even Rabbi Yehuda, who's more expansive in the bracha, is only saying if you had them in advance. Not if you bought them once before. So who does it line up with? So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan say no. Who I didn't the Rabbi Yehuda Kana v'Chazav Kana Nami Tzarech Levarach. He's going to hold even like, and if I bought it once, then I buy them again. I still have to make a bracha. V'hatu Mitlagi b'Yeshlo v'Kana. But the Machlokas brought down the Brisa is only whether you had them before, which is co-word according to Rashi for Yerusha. Whether I owned them before, that seems to be the Machlokas. But if I bought them and then rebought again, it seems to indicate that there is no bracha. He goes, no. It's lodiach hakocha de Rav Meir, to show you the strength of the chiddush of Rav Meir, that filu kana, even if you bought them, v'yeshlo ein tzarech levarach, that even if I bought them, and I already had, even if the mode of acquisition is new, Rav Meir says you still don't make a bracha, because I already have it in my possession. The kol shekein kana v'chazav kana ein tzarech levarach. And kol shekein, if I have the bracha, close game if I bought them and then I rebuy them. So liflagu. So why don't you just make the bracha of kana chazav or kana? In that case, which shows you the ain sarach levarich ladicha kochad Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even in this case you would have to make the bracha. The Gemara says koach the hetera adifle. The koach of the heter is adif. What's the koach the hetera over here? So koach the hetera here is Rav Meir to not make the bracha. Because he's more makel. So the Gemara, Rashi and Beitza indicates, goes right away, says, what's the chiddush of kol te'ateir adif? Rashi essentially says, because anyone can be machmir. You don't know the answer, you can be machmir. It's not a big deal to be machmir. To be makel, that means you got to know your stuff. You really got to know your stuff to be makel. So that's why right, that's what kol te'ateir is adif. So the Tzlach points out here, so what's really the heter here? You don't need... A bracha shem of tzricha, it's shem Hashem. It's shem Hashem. It's a big deal. It's one of the big ten. One of the Ten Commandments to take God's name. It's not the classic case of kol te'ateira adif. I would have thought to allow me to make the bracha is koach te'ateira. Remember, all brachos are the rabbanim. So if I don't make the bracha, big deal. I'm still yotze. But to say shem Hashem, I thought that's a bigger heter because you're being matir. That's what the Tzlach says. You're being matir a saying shem Hashem. But that's not what the Gemara seems to indicate over here. I didn't even sure it gives an answer. I just thought the question was good. Right, so the Gilgan Ashas, Rabbi Kiva points out, he says, Ayin Eliyahu Rabba Simil Chavez. But I think Eliyahu Rabba asked the similar question. And here in the Hagos over here, he says, Ayin Tzlach. They all talk about this. But it's an interesting application of Koach the Hetera. I mean, usually Mutter Aser, it's pretty easy to tell what Koach the Hetera is here. Here, it's not a classic application of that. So how do you know which one is Hetera, which one is that? Well, the Gemara clearly is taking for granted that allowing you, that telling you to not make the bracha is the Hetera.
I understand, but we take for granted just saying a bracha.
Right. But you have to think about a bracha.
We don't even think about it.
Right. Especially if brachos are mitzvah. I'm talking about brachos nani, maybe something else, because then you seem to be, you have that ne'ilah issue. But if I put on tefillin and I don't make the bracha, so I messed up and didn't make the bracha, but I'm still yoked to the mitzvah of tefillin.
No, I'm in the other way. You go and take a drink.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, you know what? Want another drink. Go there and make another bracha.
Right.
But don't take another. I want another. You make another bracha. Right. For granted, they just made the three brachas over there.
I hear you. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah continued. Big dafim today. Mivarach ala ra mein atova, right? The Mishnah said you make a bracha on the bad that's from the good, and you make a bracha on the good that's from the bad. So what did that? We said at the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara. So here we're going to see it. So hey, chidami, what ra'a comes that has... So kagon, the case, the shakal bitkava are, that your field got washed out with from a flood. Afagav, the tova... No, sorry, the other way around. Your field got irrigated, got taken care of with water, right? Afal gav the tavihu day that you have a good thing for you. Let me start again. It, there's a flood, so right now it's bad, but it's going to end up being good. So afal gav the tavihu day, even though there's good for you, demaska out of sirton, because now it really turned over the karka and dropped a lot of deposits in there, and it's good for the land in the long run. Vishavcha hashtami arahi, but at this moment it's bad because you just lost the crop. So you still make the bracha. Therefore, you make the bracha of dayan emes, because that is ra that yishbo tova. It's bad right now, but it has tova in the end, right? And tova main a ra, the opposite. Hechidami, you go to ashkach metzia. You found a big metzia. Afal gav the ra here today, even though it could be bad for you. The isham of a malchus shakal minay, because if the melech hears of that, he'll just go grab it from you and say it belongs to the king. What? Hashda mia tovahi, right? So you win these people who win the lottery and they think they're doing great, and all of a sudden they're in debt because they owe all their money to taxes. Hashda mia tovahi.
But
oh yeah, could deal with it. Hashda mia tovahi. But right now, this moment, he has it, so it makes a tova meter. Okay. Heisei ishto milberes. Mr. said his wife was pregnant. But Amar Yiratzon Shtei Zachar said feel shah, because once you're pregnant, you can't change it. You can't change the sex of the fetus. The Gemara says, really? V'lo mahani rachmi. The tefillah does not work for that. Masiv, Rav Yosef asked the following kasha. It says by Leah, after she gave birth to Zvulun, the Achar Yoldabas, and afterwards she gave birth to a girl, Vatikra Eshima Dina, called her Dina. So my Va'achar, what does it mean Va'achar? It's just a Vatela Bas. We know it's right afterwards. What's Va'achar? So Amarav, La'achar Shadona Leah Din Ba'atzmo. After Leah had judged, basically made a calculation by herself. Amar, she said, 12 tribes are going to come forth from Yaakov. Shisha Yotsumi Menu. I already had 6. The Arba Minashvachos. And each of the Shichos already had 2. 2 and 2. Right? Hare Asar. That's 10. Him Zed. If this Uber that's in me, Zachar, is going to be a male, that's going to be my 7th. Lotehe Achosi Rachel Ka Achar Shvachos. My sister Rachel is going to have less than the Shvachos, because she's only going to have Yosef. So Miyad Nafkal Abbas. So Dina, with the fetus, which became Dina, was a male and turned into a bash. And Amar Vatikra Eshma Dina. As soon as Leah had this calculation in her, it says Vatikra Eshma Dina. So her tefillah worked to flip the gender of the Ubar. So Gemara says Emas Kibin As Nisim. You know, that's a nace. That's not you don't. There's nothing you can do with that. That was a nace. Derechat Heva doesn't happen. So Gemara says Ibai Seim. I have another answer. Maisa, stay away from the supernatural. According to the times of the Gemara, Maisa Delay but Tocharbim Yom. Have within the first 40 days, it does work. I mean, they assume that the gender of the fetus is not determined till 40 days. So before 40 days, you can make the tefillah. After 40 days, you can't. Kiddusanya, as we learned in a brisa, shlosha yomim rishonim. After 3 days after tashmish, yivakesh adam rachmish shlo yesriach. He should daven that the zera does not get destroyed inside the woman. Mishlosha v'ad arbin yom. Mishlosha v'ad arbin from day 3 to day 40, yivakesh rachmish yezachar. You should pray, or you may pray, that it becomes a zachar, because you don't have the tzuris of the vlad. May arbaim yom v'shlosha chadashim, from 40 days until 3 months, yivakesh rachmim shelo yeh sandal, that it shouldn't be a sandal. I guess that's one of those weird shaped, like it looks like a fish, or remember we had those different cases that how the fetus looked like different animals. V'shlosha chadashim v'atshisha yivakesh rachmim shelo yeh nefel, it shouldn't die in utero. And then Mishisha Vatisha Yivakesh Rachmim Sheyitzi B'Shalom, it should come out in peace. You see, until 40 days you can. So maybe lay a daven about daven it before 40 days. The Gemara says, really? Umi Mahani Rachmi. Is it really true that this tefillah works at all, even in the first 40 days? Va'am Rav Yitzchak Brei de Rav Ami. Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Ami, said the pasuk says Ish Mazriya. He says, we've seen this also a few times. Ish Mazriya Tchila. If the man is Mazriya first, then you'll let us in the cave. Then it's in the cave. the Isha Mazrez Techila, if the woman's Mazrez first, whatever that means, you'll let a Zachar. You become, you have a Zachar. So Ne'emar, the Pasuk says, Isha Ki Sazria. If she says Ria, be Yod a Zachar. So then you have a male. So it all goes by the Shasha of who's Mazria first. Nothing to do with the, by the time that's over, it's done. You only have 40 days. It's done right at that first moment. So Hacha by Miskiya, what case we're talking about? It must be the case of Leah also. Higon Shehizriya Shneim Vasachas. They were able to tell that they were both Mazria at the same time. Both must be at the same time, so then until 40 days, it's not determined what the Uber is going to be. Okay. Haya Baba Derech. So Mishnah said that someone's on the way, and he hears a terrible cry in the city, and he says, he wrote something that doesn't, it's not from my house. That's a Tehillah Shav, because it already happened already. Tana Rabbanon, you have the following case in the Brisa. Ma'aseh b'Hillel Zaken. So Hillel Zaken was Haya Baba Derech, was walking on the way to his house. B'shama kol tzevacha b'ir, and he heard this call from the city. Amar Muftachanish Ain Zebatok Basi. I am certain it did not happen in my house. Valav and on Hillel and Sadiqim like him, it's cost of Omer, Mishmu Ra Lo Yira, from a bad tiding, he is not afraid. Nachal Libam Tuch Hashem. Someone has a good of heart, he has bitachon in Hashem. So Amar Rabba called Hech Darsh like crime, Rachel Sefer, Midrash, Sefer, Rachel Midrash. You can learn this pasuk from Rachel to Sefer, Sefer to Rachel, it makes sense both ways. How does that work? Rachel Sefer Midrash, from the beginning to the end, it would say Mishmur Rolo Yira. A person shouldn't have any fear from a bad tiding. My Tam Nachal Libo Batuach Hashem. Someone who is good of heart is Neman. He has Bitachon that didn't happen to him. And Misayful Oration Matters also Nachal Libo Hashem. Whoever has a Nachal Libo and to Hashem Batuach, whoever is Nachal Libo Batuach Hashem Mishmur Rolo Yira. Because he has that Bitachon, he's not going to be afraid of a Shmura. Hahu Talmid Abakazi Basmid Rabbi Shmuel Barav Yosef. So he had this Talmid who was walking after Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, b'shuk of the Tzion, in the marketplace of Tzion, and chazidim mefached, Rabbi Shmuel saw that this Talmud was scared. So Amar Lei chatat, you're a sinner. Dechsev pachadu b'tzion chatoyim. Whoever has fear in Tzion is a choter. So Amar Lei, what are you talking about? V'aksev asher adam mefached tamid. Praiseworthy is the man who's always fearful. So he says, Amar Lei, ahu b'divrei Torah ksev. That's talking about different Torah, that you're going to forget your Torah, that you're not going to do the mitzvos, just being afraid of something that happened. No, it's only talking about fear of Torah. Rashi says on the left column, Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid Shemet Tishtakech Mimenu Shemitokachu Machsi L'Shnosam Tamid. Therefore, he constantly reviews his work, his learning. Same story again. Yehuda Bar Nassan Havashakva Azubasrei Rav Amnuna. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nassan was traveling behind Rav Amnuna. Itnach. So Rabbi Yehuda saw that Yehuda was scared. Amar Lei Yisurim Boy Ahu Gabel Asu Yanafshe. You're going to get. Are you asking that you should get Yisurim upon you? That you're afraid? The pasuk gets someone has fear. I'm going to bring it to him. Right? You know, basically it goes after the mice. Same with the dreams. If you're afraid something's going to happen, it's going to happen to you. So he says, "Mahok Siv Ashrei Adam Mepachet Tamid Hu Divrei Torah Siv." Mishnah said, "Hanichnas lekrach." If you walk into the city, you make two brachos, but not one when you come in, one you come out. Benazi says you make four: two when you go in, two when you come out, and because you have to give hodah that you came in, and you have to daven off for the future. So what's the case? Tana Rabbanan. Bryson now explains more. Biknisah. So when you walk in, when you want to go into the city, Ma'u Omer. What do you say? Yerushalom fanecha. Shem alakai shetechlisein lekrach zelu shalom. That's what I said before I walk in. Nichnas, when I'm in already, Omer Modani Lufanecha Shem Alakai Shechnasti Lekrach Zel Shalom, that you brought me giving peace. Bikesh Letzeis, he's about to go out. Omer Yehiratzon Lufanecha Hashem Alakai Lekei Vasai Shetutz Eini Lekrach Zel Shalom, that I should leave in peace. Yotzav, he goes out. Omer Modani Lufanecha Hashem Alakai Shotzisani Lekrach Zel Shalom, that you left, take me out in peace from here. Okashem Shotzisani Lekrach Shalom, Kach Lekhen Shalom, so too you should let me go on my way in peace. Vitas Mechain Shalom, you should help me in peace. V'tatzidin l'sholom, and she feed me in peace. V'tatzidin l'kav oyev, v'oriv, v'derech, and all animals and all terrible things that can happen on the way. We're familiar with this lashon from the tefillas v'derech.
Is this the first time we had this lashon in this brachos?
I think so. I think it's the first time we had this part. We had the first part of tefillas v'derech, but we did, I think it only went up to a certain point. It stopped before this. Now we have this part over here as well. Right.
We don't say any of this.
We're so much on the field. So Amar Masna, because he says, Lo Shanu, we only did this halacha that you're supposed to say when you go in and when you go out, these tefillos, Ela B'Krach, She'ain Done in Bahargimbo. It's a krach that's basically vigilante justice. There's no court systems. Because you're afraid that something might happen and they'll just kill you on the spot. Ela B'Krach, She'ain Done in Bahargimbo, Leslamba. But if it's a city, it's not all vigilantes. It's not, you know, some crazy place. They actually had New York City where you get arrested and there's a system, and you're not going to just be killed on the spot. Then you don't necessarily have to make this, you don't have to make this tefila. Rashi says, there's a Rashi. That's the case. So, Igad Amri, some say, Amr of Masla, Fidel Bekrach, don't have a Hargibo. No, even if you do go into a city that has a judicial system, Zilmin, the low misramili, inish, the yelapli, zechusa. Maybe, you know, you'll get arrested and you're going to be in trouble because no witnesses, you can't put a lawyer, no witnesses are going to step forward, so that's going to be a problem also. Taner Rabbanan, Hanichnas lebeis hamercha. Someone goes into the bathhouse. Now, their bathhouses were set differently, we'll see soon. Their bathhouses were dangerous. They weren't like a marble floor. They were suspended, and it was dangerous on danger there. So, if Nichnas lebeis hamercha, you should say, Yehir etzol fanecha, Hashem alakai, shetatzileni mizeh, you should save me from this, v'chayotzo bo, and from things like this, v'al yireb bi dvar kakal v'avon, v'im yireb bi dvar kakal v'avon, him yisosi kapar l'chol v'avon osai. Nothing bad should happen to me. So, if bad does happen to me, it should be a kapar for everything that I do. Therefore, I can go into Gan Eden. So Amar Abaye, lo lema inish hachi. Someone should not say this bracha. He'll lift up pum l'sati. Al titach pel satan. Don't say this bracha when you're going into the dangerous place. Amar Shlakish, v'chein tana mishmei, the Rav Yossi, lo al yitach adam piv l'satan. So Amar Rav Yossi, mikra, from what pasuk do we know that you shouldn't open your mouth to the satan? The pasuk says, by the Anshe Yushalayim, we're talking about the Chor B'na'ir. This is in the first parak of Yishayahu. Pasuk is, lulei Hashem shvakos hosi lano sarid, kimat kistom hayin la'amor adaminu. In other words, had not Hashem just leave over somebody, we're going to be destroyed like stone v'amora. So they compared themselves for no reason to stone v'amora. So maya hardeluhu. So what did the Navi say back to him? Maya hardeluhu Navi. Shimu dvar Hashem kitzini stone. I heard you, and I'm going to destroy you like stone. You open your mouth, and now you're going to get it. Right? You are, because your ma'isim are similar to their ma'isim, and I'm going to take care of you the same way that I took care of them. So by them opening their mouth, they were ma'ore of the midas hadin. To be mechayev them like stone, it's like stone and amora. So you know, if the kid just does what he's doing and doesn't come tell you anything, he's fine. Once he comes to tell you, then like, hey, well, I shouldn't have told you. You're right, you shouldn't have told me. That's basically what is going on here. So ki nafik. So going back, we said some had the bracha when they went into the base of merchatz, and we also have a bracha when you leave the base of merchatz. So ki nafik my omer. What would you say? Omer of acha moda ani lefanecha shem akayish hitzilani mina or that you saved me from the fire. So what's the case? Because the fire was under the floor. So we have a wild story. Rabbi Yavoa alavei b'nei. Rabbi Yavoa went into the Beis HaMirchatz. Ipkis bei b'nei mitusei. The floor of the Beis HaMirchatz just dropped out from under them, and they only had the poles. So itrachesh le'nisa, and this happened, but kamal amud, and he's standing on one of the poles that stood up. V'shazim mei v'chad gav v'chad avrei. And he was holding up 101 people with his arm. He was holding one person. They're holding 101 people are now being held up. 101 always has a certain significance, about 101. Chazer, Eino Dom is someone who chazer 100 and 101 times. So there's something about the number of 101. Okay? So Amar Haina de Rav Acha, this is like Rav Acha who said that when you leave the Beis HaMerchatz, you're supposed to say this bracha that you left B'Shalom. Because it's a dangerous place to go into the Beis HaMerchatz. Next. It seems like it. Right? So the Gemara now is going to make another brisa about being Mekis Dam. Being Mekis Dam is their surgical procedures at those time. And there was an element of Sakana. Hanichnas lahakis dam. Someone goes into let blood. Omer he says, "Here it's alpanecha shem alakai shiye isek zeh lilu refua v'tiyapreini ki kel rofe neman atav v'roscha ms." Why? The pisha ain't dark and shem yadon l'rapos elo shenago. Really, people are not supposed to have refua. They're supposed to just daven for it. But we do it this way. One second. We do it this way, and therefore you should save me. So Amar Abaye lo leimish inus hachi. You shouldn't say this. The Tani debay Rabbi Shmuel, because we learned in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk says. V'rapo yirapei. I mean, it's a commandment. V'kan shenit l'rishus l'ro for the repos. That's why the doctor has to heal. So therefore, you shouldn't make this bracha, because this going for refuah does not contradict Ma'aseh Hashem. That's what you're supposed to do, is to go for refuah. The doctor is the shliach of Hashem to heal you.
Yeah, like the Scientologist group, they don't believe in
right, right. No blood transfusions in certain places, right. Well, that's a different reason. But the blood transfusion is a different reason that they had. That's the witnesses and the Adventists, something like that. So, ki kai my omer, when you get up from the hakaza, what are you supposed to say? Am ravacha baruch rofei chinam. Okay? So
actually, the bracha that you said was not a bad thing.
Right, so it's not a bad thing.
It doesn't imply that you can't see.
I thought I saw somewhere that brought down the halacha that you should you should make this bracha, or you could make the bracha when you're going to have.
Hashem should help you whatever.
Is the physician that makes it, or is the patient?
I think it's the patient. Reish Lamed Simon Dal, that's right?
There's a lot of
them,
like when people take medicine. What?
You say it.
From someone gave me a bracha to say
something before surgery. So he says over here, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Nichnas Lahaki's Dam, right? He says, Hanichnas Lahaki's Dam, Omer, Yehi Ratzon Mufanecha, says the whole thing. The Mishnah Berurah here, again, Simon Reish Lamed Sivdal, the Mishnah Berurah in Osvav says, Lahaki's Dam, Vahu Adin, the Chom Midi, the Refuah Yom Razeh. You say this over Refuah, the Lo Yachso Shetiyah, Eze Dabalo Refuah, Ele Al Yedea Boris Baruch Shemo. Should say the broccoli going into have some sort of surgical thing. I bet think to say.
It doesn't apply that they can't.
Yeah, I don't know how it followed from one for the other. You just made the broccoli, you should be saved. Okay. Again, this is interesting. Also, okay, there's a pasuk in the Tehillim that says Ki malacha v'tzavah lach v'shamracha b'chol derechecha, that there are these two malachim that follow you all over the place to protect you on your way. So Gemara is now going to bring a brisa regarding that. Anichlas lebeis hakisi. Someone is walking into the bathroom. Omer, he turns to the malachim who are escorting him, and you say hiskavdu mukhubadim. You honored ones, honor yourself. Kedoshim misharsei elyon, your kadosh. Tinu kavod elkei Yisrael. Give respect to elkei Yisrael. Harpu miyemeni, leave me. Ach ekanes v'eseretzoni v'avolechem. Don't follow me into the bathroom. When I come out, you'll be there waiting for me. It's hard for me to understand what that means. So Amar Abaye says, lo leme inish hachi. You shouldn't say this, right? Dilma shaki leva azli, because maybe they'll leave you and for forever. El leva, you should say, shimruni shimruni, protect me, izruni, help me, simchuni, let me rely on you. Hamtinli, ach ekanes v'eitzei shekein darkam shobani adam. What am I supposed to do? I have to go to the bathroom. Just wait for me outside. I'll be out in a minute. I guess that's what he's saying. This is in. I don't have it over here. That's what he says. So Ki Nafik, when he comes back out of the bathroom, Omer, he says, "What do you say when you come out of the bathroom?" So we all know this. Baruch Hashem Yitzar Sadam Rachma. He made man with wisdom. Uvaru when Mekavim. He made holes and holes. Chalim cavities. Galoy Beduach Nechus of Decha. It's known before you the Kisei of Kavod. If you open one of the chalalim, or if you close one of the kavim, ir shalom olafanecha, I will not be able to stand before you. So it's interesting. I don't have the Shulchan Aruch doesn't really do this, but when he describes the bracha of Asher Yatzar, you look at when he describes it, it's a whole big long arichos explaining word for word what it means. It doesn't do that any.
Not the words of every of it. It's very applicable.
Yeah, it doesn't make it does. I mean, he spends time. Shulchan Aruch is a halacha word. Not he explains the words, which is very interesting. It's fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch. I don't just pointing out that it's interesting. I don't know what the significance is, but there's definitely significance in the fact that on that this one bracha is where the Shulchan Aruch spills ink in order to explain to you what the words mean. So my chasim, what do you end the bracha with? So Amarav Brachat Hashem Ropei Cholim. So Gemara says, why do you say that? Amar Shmuel Kashavino Abai Abba Luchuli Amal Katsiri. By saying Baruch Ropei Cholim, that implies that the person making the bracha right now is a cholim. You're Ropei Cholim. I'm not cholim now. Don't tell me that I'm a cholim. Right? Kashavino Abba Lukuli Amakatiri. Are you machshiv everybody to be sick? Ella Baruch Ata Hashem Rofei Kol Basar. He heals those who are sick. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasos. The bracha at the end is Mafli Lasos. That he made. It's a tremendous nace. The idea, the way that people had to be able to go to the bathroom. Amar Papa Hilchach Namim Tavai. We say Baruch, and that's what we say. Baruch Ata Hashem Rofei Kol Basar Umafli Lasos. What? Which is to combine. Always combines. Always combines. I can give you a source sheet for that. Simon Wolf has put out something. Different places in Shas where a puppet has that compromise situation. Yeah. Okay.
That's why
we
tried to include everybody. We never really wanted to take sides.
Right. So if he can combine.
We mentioned only his children. Not him. Only his children, because that was to show that. All the children were
Tamil
Chachamim
because he always tried to
include them
in the Chachamim.
Very nice.
Well, that's the sheet he always
combined. Whenever, a lot of times in
Shash,
you'll see it.
Tons.
The most famous one, I think, is which coast also at the right, but you have a saver. Wait, what was he saying? No, I forgot which word that is. Scratch that. There are a lot of places in Shash that comes out where a Papa just combines the two sheets so everyone can pass like everybody. Hanichlas lishon al mitasa. Someone who's getting to lie down to go to sleep whether this is dafk at night or in the day as well. There's a machlokas. Omer, you say Shema. You say Shema ad v'hayo im Shema. The first parsha of Shema. Omer, and you say Baruch Hamato Chavleishon Eirai Usnumam Efapai Umeli Yishon Bas Ayin Yerusolpanecha Hashem Alakai Shetishkevenu Lishom. I should go to sleep in peace. V'sein Chalki Bas Rosechem. My portion should be the Torah. V'Targlein L'Dei Mitzvah. I should be accustomed to mitzvahs. V'Altarglein L'Dei Averah. I should not become accustomed to averas. V'Altivenu L'Dei Chait. Don't bring me to a sin. V'Aldei Avon. V'Aldei Nisayon. V'Aldei Bizayon. We also say this part in the morning. We say this in Birchas Hashachar. V'Tishlot Bo V'Aldei Bizayon. V'Tishlot Biyitzer Tov. That the Yisrael Tov should rule over me, but I shall place Yisrael Ra, but that's saying, Mifegara, Michali Imraim, Baal Yib Halunim, Michalamos, or Imi Rurim, I shouldn't be had terrible dreams or bad thoughts. Which to him, Sosi Shlema Panecha, my bed should be complete for you. By air, basically that means that I shouldn't have any offspring or evil. By air, Enai, Pain Yishana Hamavis, and open my eyes, because maybe I'll die, because we mentioned that death is 1/60th of sleep. Baruch Ata Hashem, Hameir Lulam Kulo Bechvodo. Okay. Sleep is 1/60 of that. Within sleep is 1/60 of that. Correct. Okay. Now, when you wake up in the morning, these are the brachos shachar. You wake up in the morning. The Gemara seems to state, and it's clear, that you made these brachos as these things happen to you. Nowadays, we don't do that. We sort of say, well, brachos shachar together in shul. Reasons being, the rush brings down maybe because your hands aren't clean, or that amaratzim who didn't know the brachos, so they would come, and therefore they would be yotze. So we discontinued that. So Kimis Ar, when you wake up in the morning, Omer.
Rather said,
who?
Rather said, if you're so anxious, yeah. First up in the morning, after more than he said, Shlomo Sanigoy, because he was so excited to be over to Hashem, and he's not a goy, but he said it right away.
Right. But not Shlomo San Isha. Okay. I don't want to step into that minefield, right?
Remember, I was saying one day by somebody who was doing all the brothers as he was doing.
Yeah, so he's doing like this Gemara. Right here. A ki misar with midar. When you wake up, Omer, you say, Elokai, the shomash nasat to be tohora, atay tzar to be, atatach nefchat to be, atatam mishmar bekir be, atatosid limimeni, ulachsir balasi lobo, kol zemar shasar bekir be, mode ni lupanecha, Hashem lakai, lakai vsai, yivon kol amim, adon kol shomash, brochat Hashem, amachazin shomash, brochat Hashem. I would think that you'd have to wash your hands first. What? Before you say Shem Hashem. No. Ki shama kol tarnagola, when you hear the rooster crow, lema baruch asher natan sechvi v'inel afim v'inel v'layla. Could be. But still you still have to wash it. So you hear the rooster, you say, bless Hashem who gave the rooster a bina to differentiate between day and night. So question is, what's the rooster here? Sechvi, Rashi says, the sechvi is the tarnagol, the ikad, the kavasei, the karlo tarnagol sechvi. The question is whether the bracha is that you gave the bracha that you gave the rooster the bina. So the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to indicate that the bracha is that you gave people the understanding to differentiate between day and night, just like the rooster is able to crow between day and night. And we have the same, and you use the rooster because that's an example. But people also have the concept, they would tell between day and night. Night we sleep, day we wake up, and we serve Hashem. Okay, he passed off Enei, when you open. Right, so but that's another question. So, but that's what we still have the ability to make the right. So, but here it says Kishoma told Tarnagola. So you're asking maybe if you don't hear the Shoma,
the rooster
does crow, you can make the bracha. So keep pasuk Ene, when you open your eyes, Lema you say Brokuchechivim, the one who makes the blind see. Keep Tarts Viyasev when you get strength and you sit up. Lema Mati Baruch Mati Arsurim. Keep Lavish when you get dressed. Lema Baruch Mabish Arumim. Keep Zokif when you stand up. You say Zokif Kefufim. When you go down from your bed, you say Baruch Roka Haaretz Alamayim. Now I'm standing on ground. He maske. They start walking. Baruch Hamechli Mitzadei Gaver. You put the level steps meant to make success. He say maske. Anyway, you put on your shoes. Lema Baruch Shasali Kol Tzarki. Have all my needs. See, the shoes are really important. There's a special bracha on your clothing and another bracha on your shoes. Shoes are crucial.
Yeah.
Right. He asar hemeni. I guess when you tie your belt. Lema Baruch Ozei Yisrael Begura. He parisudra reshe, when you put your scarf over your head, lema you say baruch oter yisrael b'sifara. Ki me'ate petzitzis, when you put on your tzitzis, okay, lema baruch asher kishon b'sof b'tzivan alos hate petzitzis, the bracha of ituk on tzitzis. There's a whole to do over here. First of all, the dictuk sofrim brings down that there's in the ksav yad, they don't have the bracha on tzitzis or tefillin. Now, because it says right here, ki mona tefillin, when you put on tefillin. So he says that's not in the Gemara. But what bracha do you make on tzitzis? So if you're putting on a talus, it seems to be pretty clear. If you're going to put on a talus afterwards, you don't make the bracha on your tzitzis. You just go to shul and you break the lishatev on your talus. If you have, we just wearing a talis katan, they say the bracha of al mitzvah sittas. It happens to be that the bracha al mitzvah sittas doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. So where does that bracha come from? But if you have big enough sittas, and when I was in Shalvim, so people would, you know, that from and everything in Israel, so you have these, you know, these big sittas that people wear that you can do itif with. So they told us that you be mitzatik in the talis katan and make a bracha on lusatik, but sittas says as well.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe in those days that was the issue. That it could be possible.
Right.
What?
That is right.
Then why is it talus kosher?
What's
the difference? Because it's just too small, the ribs, you know.
Right.
Talus only works without me.
And this question is, because couldn't you put it on? Now that I wear
down. Right, and why are you putting them on? Because then you're wearing down compost without, that's a good point. Then you wear down compost without kosher tzitzis, then you're really up the creek.
At least not making bruh.
Right. So kimana tefillin, when you put on the tefillin, adirei, when you put it on your zroa, lema, you say, baruch asher kishon mitzvah tefillin l'haniyat tefillin. Areish, you put on your rosh, lema, baruch asher kishon mitzvah tefillin l'mitzvah tefillin. Which is interesting here, this seems to be according to Tosos. But remember, the Gemara Menachos, Rashi says that you only make both brachos if you were sach between them. Tosos always says that you make them over here. Tosos over here. Right, Tosis brings the sugya in Menachos over here. Okay, ki mashi yodi.
When you change the order of saying the brachos as we do them, like,
not sure when it happened in history. It's a good question. That's a good. When did that happen?
More than talk about that.
No. Ki mashi ape, when you are washing your face, lema you say bruch amav yochel shenim me'ad flus ma'af papai yosof panach hashem alakai shneklim sosecha tapkim sosecha. Again, the altavin lo dechet lo deavon lo deivnisayon lo deivizayon bechovet tzvinu shtar belach. The Rachakini, Adam Rob, the Hebrew, the Pinim, the Eter Tobah, Hover Tobah, and Mechos, Nina Yomachoy, and the Kenakas, Rag Menachov, and Ekorenu, the Siglin, Hazim Tavim, Bruchato Hashem, Gomel, the Sukhsvar notices, no hey, Gomel, Hazim Tovim, Lamo Israel. That's the Rach you make, that's the Rach we say at the end, the Mavir, Hebrew Shainai, which is also why when the Baal Tefillah says the Mavir Shainai, you don't answer Amen till the very end of the paragraph, because it's one long Bracha. It's a separate long Bracha. Okay. Chayiv Adam Levarich, right, you have to make a bracha ala ra, the same way you make a bracha ala tova. So my, what does that mean, chayiv? What does it mean, chayiv levarich ala ra, k'shem levarich ala tova? Ilema, if it means, do you mean to say that, k'shem shevarich ala tova, baruch ala tova meitiv, that you make a tova meitiv on the good tidings, kach mevarich ala ra tova meitiv, make a tova meitiv even on bad tidings? But it's not, that can't be, because we learned in our Mishnah, abesoros tovos omer tova meitiv, tova meitiv, well, abesoros ros omer baruch dynamis. You say baruch dynamis for bad evil, for bad news. So Amarav lo nitzcha elo likavliniu b'simcha. No, you have to accept it both in simcha. The kabbalah in your life should be, you should accept piranhas on you the same way that you can accept good on you. Very, very difficult midah. I guess someone who realizes that everything is midah shemayim, then it can accept upon him that something bad happens to him is also from Hashem. The same way that something good happens to him is from Hashem. That's a very, very, in my opinion, that's a very, very high level. Okay. Amar Rabbi Acha Misur Rabbi Levi Mikra. What is the pasuk that teaches us this? They make this that you have to have this feeling, I guess, because the pasuk says in Tehillim Chesed uMishpat Ashir LeHashem Azameira. Hashem does me Chesed or does me Mishpat. In both cases, I'm going to sing to Him. Chesed Ashira, the Mishpat Ashira. If He judges me also harshly, I'll also sing. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachneini Amar. Rav Chanun Rav Nini said, Mehacha, the pasuk says as follows, also in Tehillim, Bahashem Ahalel Davar, Velokim Ahalel Davar. So, Bahashem Ahalel Davar is a Mida Tova, Velokim Ahalel Davar is a Mida Peronos. That's Mida Peronos. Okay. Rav Tachman Amar Mehacha, the pasuk says, Kos Yisuos Esha, Kos Yisuos Esha, Ushem Hashem Ekra. And then it says, Tzara V'yogon Hem Tzara. If it's Kos Yisuos, I'm going to call out on Hashem. If it's Tzara V'yogon, I'll call out Hashem. Either way, I'll call Hashem. For Rabbani Nami Mehacha, I learned here from the Pasuk Niyov, Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lakach, Hashem gave, Hashem took, Yishem Hashem Avarach. Still bless Hashem. No matter what, same bracha, same concept, same feeling. Okay, Amar Rabbi Huna, famous story. Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Meir, V'chein Tanu Mishmeid Rabbi Kiva, learn the name of Rabbi Kiva, Lo'olam Yadam Rog Delomer, Kol Da'avi Rachman Lulat Tav Avid. Everything Hashem does is always for the good. Everything Hashem does is always for the best. He called Rabbi Kiva, similar to the story of Rabbi Kiva, because Azab Orcha, he was traveling on the way, Mitala Hima, so he came to this city. Bahayu Spiza looking for a place to stay, and there was no vacancy. Lo Yabi Lay, no vacancy, he couldn't sit there. So Amar, so he says, called Abdul Rahman Latov. What? Oh, that's not a bad thing. You have someone knocking your door, you let him in. So Amar Kol Da'avi Rachman Latov. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Even the fact that I didn't get a place to sleep in the city, that's all for better for me. Azel Ubas B'davra. He went ahead and he lied down outside of the city. V'ha B'hadei, and he had amongst him. He had a Tarnagolo, he had a rooster, B'chamara, and a donkey, Ushraga, and he had a light. Right, he had the Tarnagolo, I guess, to wake him up. The donkey that he could ride on. He had an alarm clock, he had a car, and he had a flashlight, basically, to go.
He said all
emergency. Right, so Azel, first aid kit, he had everything. Also, Zika Kavi Lishraga. The Ruach came, a wind came and knocked out and blew out the candle. Shun Va'achlu Tarnagol. The cat came and ate the rooster. And Asher Aryeh, and a lion came and ate the donkey. So Amar, he said, Kol Da'avi Rachmana L'Tov, everything Hashem does is for the best. This is what Hashem wants to happen. Fine. So Ba Belele Isagi said, night, a whole bunch of Goyim came, and Shabi Lamaisa, and they ransacked the city and they took people prisoner. Rabbi Akiva was saved because he wasn't in the city. And Amar Lahu, Lav Amri Luchu, this is not what I always said, Kol Masha Sakharish Baruchu, Kol Latova, everything is for Tova. And Rashi brings the rest of the story, Il Hayulin Er Dolok, had the candle been lit, Tat Rashi and Samach Aleph, had the candle been lit, Haya Gais Roisi, then that all the troops would have seen me, Il Hayachamor Noer, or Tarnagol, if either of them were up, they would have made noise, Korah Hayab, Agais, Bishuva Osi, they would have gotten me. So everything Hashem did is always for the best.
Well, the rest of the town got destroyed.
Yes, but for him it was for the best.
Happened anyways.
Hey. Stop here.